Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 412. My message has kind of always been the same, but I just really been using, you know, certain key phrases lately, and it's be thankful and be present and be here now. And I, you know, had this really kind of magical moment with a dude at a park who had a couple dogs with him, and I ran into that guy again, and then I ran into another stranger at another puppy park and had the same exact moment, saying almost the same exact thing. And I'm like, that's just kind of my message right now. Like, if it was like 412 and then, you know, we never heard another episode, what was he really trying to say? That's what this episode is about, and how I got here and what I'm doing. And some of the cool things, you know, I mean, it's not all fun and easy, but when you just follow life, it just makes it a little easier. You know, I just know people that are fighting that current, you know, trying to, like, I wrote it down and I'm going to stick to it and I'm going to get this and I'm going to, you know, like this striving thing. And then there's people that are just flat out struggling because of the weather, the climate, eviction notices, and COVID. And here I am, chilling like a villain. Happy, healthy, the best I've ever been. Loving my life. And I'm highly aware how different that is. And I have a friend now that just got COVID. And every day, man, there's just more and more I realize. Not that I have more, but what I'm not dealing with, what I'm not going through, what I'm not challenged with, what I'm not struggling with. Those are the blessings you see. When you vibrate a little higher out of the stuff, you know, you got to kind of stop doing certain things to vibrate just high enough to see, oh yeah, that's why I'm not doing those things. And what should I do? And what can I do? And now you're on that path, self-discovery, finding out what makes you a better you. And you start realizing it really doesn't matter what it is, because you like a better you. And that's what I'm selling. When you come to my well, that is the water that I sell. If you have any questions, comments, I mean, I'm helping strangers. So I'm just, like I said, I'm not trying to do a whole lot, but I can help people. I know I can. One conversation. And I'll get your mind thinking another way, and then we can lead you up that mountain. And I'll just be a Sherpa, because that's something that I know I can do. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, for being you. Holler a bunch of ways to message me if you need help, want to chat. Would love to hear with you. And enjoy. Well, here we are, episode number 412. And I believe I have narrowed down my message, because I've been saying the same thing, you know, even this past week a lot, and twice to two people I did not know. You need to quiet the mind. How you do that is by identifying the other voice. How you quiet the mind is becoming present. How you become present is by becoming thankful and being thankful for what you have right now. When you quiet the mind, it's like it creates space, and what inevitably fills that space is the good that lies within each and every one of us. It's exactly what I experienced. There was noise for 50 some years, and then it got quiet through a bunch of hard work, deeming myself worthy. And then I got better, and I kept getting better, and it was not that difficult, because all I needed is what lies inside of me. I was the one that wasn't allowing it to come out. Now, not my fault, no one's fault. We're just not aware of this stuff. There's a cat. I was out, I think I was washing my car in the parking lot, and it's, you know, it's right on the street, and this dude walks by with this beautiful pit bull named Jordan. He was named Eric. We just kind of hit it off immediately because I loved his dog so much, and we chatted for a minute. And a few days ago, I'm at the park that's by our house where we live, and I see him, and we had never seen his pit bull Jordan at the park, and he's 7 and Zen 6, so they're both kind of mellow, and they both kind of need a little, you know, incentive to play, you know, like if there's another dog that kind of starts, you know, messing with them or chasing them. And Zen turned out to kind of be that for Jordan, kind of got Jordan going, and then they ran for a little bit, and then they got tired at the same time, and they chilled at the same time. So it was just a really, really cool moment. And Eric was saying, you know, Jordan's my best friend. And I was just like, you know, I can just tell when I can talk to a person. You know, they start talking a certain way about their dog, and I'm like, okay, here's kindred spirits. And I said, you know, I was talking to this dude a couple days ago in the park. He had these two little dogs, and I was talking about this Michael in the moment that I shared on the podcast previously, and how I said, hey, you know, these dogs are here to tell you you don't have to stress and this whole kind of thing. And I'm mid-story with Eric talking about Michael at the park, and who walks into the park? Michael and his two dogs. And I immediately got goosebumps. I was just like, Michael, I was just telling Eric, and they happened to meet each other before, so they knew each other. So it was just this kind of, you know, cool moment. But I was like, I was just telling him, because he just said how a dog can affect your life. And I was like, Zen affected my life. And I started talking about you, and then he walked, and I'm like, how you doing? He's like, man, I'm doing so much better. Like, he looked different. Like, he was carrying that weight. You know, and I didn't know him. I didn't see him before last time, but I could see him carrying weight, and now seeing him without that weight was super cool. Like I said, I literally got chills, and, you know, it's like, I like those moments. You know, I like being me in those moments, because here I just chatted to a dude, and, you know, I didn't want anything. I wasn't looking for a pat on the back. It was, you know, nothing at all, but, you know, just chatting with one cool dog, one cool guy and his dog, and in walks another guy that I had met and chatted with. And so it was super, super cool. And I didn't think that much about it. Now I'm at the puppy park. This is one up on Mulholland Drive. And it's the big one. And I had ran into this pit bull, Violet, who was the happiest, most beautiful pit bull. Like, she has just got this beautiful energy, and I've met her twice, and you know, saw her owner, this woman, you know, she was real nice, and we chatted for a little bit. And now this is the second time since I seen her. And Violet comes walking up to me, and I'm all excited, and her tail is just like, her butt wiggling, her tail wiggling, her whole body's wiggling. It's just awesome. I love dogs with that kind of energy. Like, she just saying hi to everybody. She's like, I got so much love in my heart, I gotta share it. So we walk, and all of a sudden I meet up with her on the other side, and poof, just out of, you know, again, I can recognize it. I'm like, here we go. It's one of these moments. And we talked about, you know, dogs. So I mentioned Zen. I mentioned how he affected me. And I mentioned the accident. And she's, you know, tearing up, and she starts telling me that she's an empath, and she's a nurse technician, and what she's struggling with. And all of a sudden, I just went into my message. I go, listen, you got to calm the storm. You got to quiet that conversation. There should only be one voice in your head. There shouldn't be a conversation. I said, identify that. Stop it. How do you stop it? Go into your gratitude list, being thankful for all the things you have so you can stay present in this moment. Because all you're responsible for is today. Today, today, today. Focus on today. What you do, what you say, what you eat, who you hang out with, where you go. Just today. Focus on that day. And it was just like talking to Michael. And I said to Renee the same thing what I said to Michael. I said, I'm just a mirror. I said, I just look at people and I'm like, you know, this is what I hear you saying. And each time I noticed Michael was nodding when I was talking, yes. And as I was talking to Renee, she was nodding, yes. Because it's not like I'm blowing them away with some crazy idea they never heard of. But I sound so good, they're nodding. It, again, what I'm telling these people lies within them. What they're going through is causing them to not feel connected, grounded, good, normal. Therefore, they can't see what I can see. But when I'm talking, they just nod. Yep. Yeah, yeah, I got, yeah, you're right, yeah, you know what, I was just, and then they said, oh, I was reading this, I was doing this, I was checking this out, and then I told Renee, I got a podcast, she said, oh, I love podcasts, so I gave her my podcast, and it was just like, you know, being the messenger, you know, not looking for anything, you know, I do the podcast for free, I've been doing the podcast for free for 6 years, I did Sunday morning messages for 8 years, I'm not looking, you know, for compensation. I just feel I can, so I do. And I like how it feels helping people. But in those moments, it's like right away, you're, you know, total stranger at a park. And pretty soon, you're just going, boom, this is what I tell people. Listen to me, think this way, and you'll feel differently. And they nod, and they're like, yeah, yeah, I gotta do that, you're right. And it was nothing new. Like, I didn't tell Michael, I didn't tell Renee anything they didn't already think, feel, or know. It's just like they needed to be reminded. They needed a little hand to kind of get out of the murky water. So they could go, okay, I get it. This is what I'm feeling because this is what I'm thinking about. If I want to change how I feel, I got to change what I'm thinking about. Oh, look, I've changed what I'm thinking about. Look, I feel different. Oh, hey, this is cool. I got it. You know, da, da, da. And there it is. Now, it just isn't all falling into place after that. You got to do that every day. That's the hard thing. You got to do that every day. But you get to. See, that's the thing. You got to go, okay, today is Tuesday. I get today. I get to write the story. I get to narrate the story. I get to make my choices. I get to be responsible for my choices. I get to control what I can control. I get to let go of that which I cannot control. I get to do that today. And that's it. Today, today, today. That's your journey. That's your job. That's your mission. That's your goal. That's your focus today. Stay present. And again, staying present is by running through that gratitude list. And you run through your gratitude list, and when do you ever feel bad? So if you're running through the gratitude list, always feeling good, always feeling thankful, and you're present in this moment, focused on today, where's the bad? And I've said this before as well. You want to prepare for tomorrow. You want to have a great tomorrow. Have a great today. You know, it's all about today. You didn't really like yesterday. Have a great today. Not sure about tomorrow. Have a great today. That's what you got. If you woke up, hey, you get it, welcome. Welcome to Tuesday, you get it, go. Eat what you want, say what you want, think what you want, go where you want, do what you want. So my old refrigerator died. Well, almost died. It was completely, like, headed out. So I tell the manager contacts the landlord, the owner, and that Zorik, and him and I are cool, but his wife is, I don't know, unhappy, mad, angry. I don't know what it is, but she's just not a very friendly lady. And I was like, oh, I don't know if you remember this, but I turned in money orders and their bank. I don't know what happened, but it couldn't read it. And she was like, I need the money for rent. Like, just free, like I had skipped paying rent and slashed her tires. Like, she just gets so mad. And she's like, you know, texting the manager. The manager's like, you know, Natasha just keeps, you know, texting me and, you know, screaming through the text about this and that. And so I don't know what her deal is at all. So she's like, you know, turn the fridge off. And I turned the fridge off, and like three more times she's like texting me, like, did Tom turn the text? Did Tom turn the refrigerator off? Did Tom? It's like, yes, he did. We told you he did. Like, I have no idea. So the next day rolls around. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to do something today. And my manager goes, look, there's two apartments open. We can slide one of those refrigerators into your place, take your old refrigerator out, and then they can just deal with that. Natasha, no. The apartment that is rented, that the guy hasn't moved in yet, go put his stuff from the refrigerator in that guy's refrigerator. And my manager's like, what? And he, you know, paid rent for July but hadn't moved in July. And she's like, you want me to tell Tom to put his stuff from his refrigerator in a guy's refrigerator that hasn't moved in yet but has paid rent? She's like, I kind of feel embarrassed. And, you know, like, what if he, you know, because he hasn't been here all July. Like, what if that dude shows up and I'm like, oh, you know, hi, I got stuff in your fridge. It's like, what? You know, just the whole thing. And that's what bugged me. Like, I wasn't really out. I didn't really mind. It wasn't like I just, you know, way above and beyond. People have it way worse than I do. I got to walk, you know, three apartments away to get my stuff. Whatever. It was just the why. So Natasha's like, unplug it. Tonight, plug it back in, and then tomorrow we'll see and we'll think. And I'm like, well, it's, and I guessed it was 30, over 30 years old. It was close to 50 years old, this refrigerator. And I'm like, you're not fixing it. I don't care what you do. You want to turn it off for a night? I go, it's just, I go, and meanwhile, while you're wanting to think, I'm walking back and forth, and that's what's bugging me, is like I'm walking back and forth to get my food from another apartment using another refrigerator, because why? 50-year-old refrigerator died. I told you it died. Let's move forward. And sure enough, that guy visits his apartment for the first time, and he was super cool about it. He's like, oh, I can't even move in yet. I'm super busy. Don't worry about it. And you know, he was totally cool with my manager about it. Then I met him, and he was super cool, so no worries. You know, so it's like everybody is being kind of annoyed or put out of, you know, comfort by Natasha. And it's like, why? Like, I'm just going to make people uncomfortable because I don't want to make it easy for anybody. But Zorik, the owner, is super cool. Him and I have just bonded. And whenever he's here, I help him. Like, if he's moving something and I see him, or he's helping, you know, me and he's lifting something, I just help him. And typically he's hurt anyway. He's like, oh, thanks. My ribs broke or this or that or whatever like that. But I just like him. You know, I know it comes from, you know, being a little kid and helping my dad. But I also remember at one time, this is one of the very few things I remember my father kind of really teaching me or having an effect on me, because obviously I remember it. We went into a store and the owner, like in a, I don't know, like a hardware store or something. Oh, it was like an automotive store or something. That's what it was. It was like a mechanic shop or something. This guy was moving this piece of equipment. So my dad hustles over there and helps him move this piece of equipment. And my dad says, hey, I'm looking for this part. The guy's like, here's the part. My dad's like, how much? The guy's like, ah, just take it. And my dad walks out and goes, see that? Really something close to that. And, you know, you don't help people to get stuff. But I'm always, like, if I'm walking somewhere and I see someone lifting something, I'll run over. You know what I mean? I'm just that kind of, not patting myself on the back, but I'm just that kind of guy. Like, if I see someone kind of in help, in, you know, in need of help, I'll just help. And it's not to get something. And like Zorak, I mean, dude's old. He's not that big of a dude. You know what I mean? Like, I think that dude's going to have a heart attack every time I see him. So when I go help him, I'm not thinking, oh, what do I get? And, you know, him and I have chatted, like, you know, me fighting the package pirate and me being the parking lot security. I go, yeah, I'm not doing that for anything. That's just who I am. Like, wherever I live, it just, I'm me now. I'm here. This is, you know, what I do. So he comes rolling over the next day. So it was like kind of really all day Wednesday. So he comes over on Thursday. And he goes, I got a new fridge. And it was new, or it wasn't new, but it's how he talks. Old is 30, really old is 50. New is probably 2 to 4 years. But it was nice, and it was small. It was like just a smaller fridge. And he goes, look, this family had it. It's not big enough. I can't remember what it was, but they needed a bigger fridge. And I got this one, and I thought, I'm going to get this one for Tom. So it's like he was kind of like, oh, I'm going to get this one for Tom. Because, you know, I live alone. I'm a single dude. It's not like I need that, you know, big of a fridge. And it was clean, and it was new. And I was like, okay, cool. So he comes up now. In the past, when he's fixing something, he'll just leave and tell the manager, Irene, okay, can you clean up after me? He's not that guy. So he's helping me. Like, he's like moving the fridge in and, you know, doing all, moving out the old one, and we're chatting. It was like just kind of a cool, cool moment, but there was a lot of dirt under the old fridge. Like, it hadn't been moved forever. And I said, look, I go, I need to clean this. I go, you know, we got the old one out. I can put the new one in. Don't worry. No, no, no. He goes, I'll help you. And he helped me clean, which I told the manager later, shocked us both. But he's like helping me clean like the wall, the floor, the whole thing, put the new one in, hook it up, make sure it's working, you know, just everything like super cool. And the little bit of aggravation I felt about, you know, his wife, Natasha, it was just completely, you know, gone by how, so, you know, how cool Zorak was. And it was just like knowing that, you know, like, here's the owner. He's coming here going, oh, I want to do this for you, and you do so much for here, and I thank you so much. And my wife's like, who's going to help? How are you going to move that big fridge? He's like, oh, my godsend, you know, my gift from God, Tom. Tom's always helping me. You know, so it's like for that guy to talk about me that way. And then just him remembering, I said, you know, Zorak, I said, I haven't done anything here to get anything. But I said, I do appreciate being appreciated. So, I mean, I thank you for doing this for me. So it kind of fired me up. And then I'm like, hey, I want to change my front tile because there's some broken pieces, whatever. So we rapped about that. And I went and bought some wood-looking linoleum to lay down. I didn't have a bunch of choices. Plus, I'm spending my own money. Just to kind of redo the new entryway, because when I went to that new apartment, I walked in, I go, Zorak, come here. So when he was over, I go, look at this guy's front. I go, I want to do this. He's like, okay, go ahead. But I hit a little bump in the road and hollered at Zorak, and Zorak's actually coming over today to pick up Brent, and he's going to help me solve it. So it's super cool having that, you know, kind of relationship with the landlord. I mean, I, you know, lived a bunch of places, and it's kind of cool. And we high-fived outside, and I said, we make a pretty good pair. And I go, he was like, good team. And it was just kind of a cool moment, and I really enjoyed it. And it was funny because there are certain things when they're old, it's like I don't like cleaning them because they don't get clean. And, you know, my car, like, you know, my bumper was, you know, jacked and I had this one ding on it. All of a sudden it's like super clean. There's no dings, there's no gouges, there's no scratches, and it's like there's an incentive for me to, you know, to clean it more. And then I was looking around my apartment, I'm like, wow, the kitchen, you know, like there's this little bit of space next to the refrigerator now where I put some, you know, shocker, some wood that I had. And it just looks better, and it just looks clean. And then I'm like, then I cleaned the kitchen floor, and I bought a new runner. It just got me all excited, and I thought, here was I, you know, so I got to move, or I can move, and I'm going to. And you just follow life. That's part of my other message, is follow life. Like, oh, I think I want to move. Go ahead, go look. How do you feel? Well, I couldn't find anything. Well, don't bum out. Why? Well, you've also realized you don't have it bad, and how good you have it, and how good Zen has it, and how much you like this area, and what you don't have to deal with. you know? And so it was like this, you know, like falling in love again, kind of with where I live, because there's not really any bad. It's not like, oh, this is bad or this sucks and I got to leave. It's like, it's not. And to have that relationship with the manager. Oh, and I put a new found art balance, stone balance installation. So I got the little stone garden. When I walk out my apartment and I look down over the railing, there's this little area, and I turned it into a little stone garden, little path, and it looks super dope. It's like I look there, and I'm like, if I can look there, I want to see something I like. So when you walk in the front door, on both sides they had cut down a couple of trees or whatever they were, bushes, plants, and there's dead stumps and dirt. I'm like, how unattractive is that? And I go, why don't I just take some of the big stones that are tucked in the back of that stone garden that I have inside the apartment complex, and I'll just add some more, make a really cool one outside. And I, you know, I told the manager, he's like, yeah, go ahead. You know, so it's like this creative freedom. And I'm going to show Zork today when he comes over. But I ended up gluing the top couple stones because they, you know, will blow off with just the wind, and they did the first day. But the four or five big stones just balanced. And now it's been there for like 9 days, hasn't moved. It just looks awesome. And I don't think that many people notice it. But I'm just like that. Like I get to like, hey, I'm going to go put some stones and build this thing and be creative. And I'm going to put it out front of my apartment complex. I mean, there's nobody else doing that stuff. Nobody asking to do that stuff, you know, enjoying that stuff, walking that path. It's like, that's where I live. You know, I got that outdoor area. My dog has an outdoor area. You know, I get to do what I want here. And the landlord and manager, you know, dig and respect me. And it's like, again, I wanted the only thing I wanted, asked for, all online clients one day so I could move. Hey, you got all online clients. Okay, go search. And it was just, you know, I shared it, kind of frustrating. Couldn't find that magical place I thought was out there. But at the same time, I'm like, I just kind of fell in love. You know, it's like, well, there's nothing bad here. And then taking stuff off the walls and minimizing and cleaning it. You know, it's just a, okay, this is where life is now. I'm just going to enjoy this. I'm just going to be thankful for what I have. And again, that's part of the message. Thankful for what you have right now helps you stay present, helps you stay in the moment. Appreciate the now. And when you appreciate the now and you're present, you like it's better. Like you blow it up, you magnify it because you're in it. And that's where like I'm in that woman's yard just chatting. All of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm going to decorate your yard. Or I went over to Michael's, my neighbor's, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a stone kind of Zen garden while you're gone. You know, just this spontaneous, momentary kind of decisions where it's like all good and you're in this, and the feeling in those moments is super cool. Like you're not thinking about anything. And that's the greatest thing. The not thinking about anything. That quiet mind has become a habit for me. And I was telling someone the other day, I said, look, there's moments I remember going, wow, I didn't think. Like it was that different. It's like, I just drove home or I just whatever. I was just sitting here and I wasn't thinking about anything. That's never happened in over 50 years. And now it's kind of status quo. Come to my well by the water I sell. That's what I'm selling. The peace of mind is dope. So I don't have a lot of friends. I don't have, you know, a bunch of people that I, you know, super close to, care about, keep in contact with. And I have only really one girl friend that I keep in touch with. And she lives in Florida. And guess who got COVID? I guess Louisiana just jumped to number one, but Florida was like the worst for the COVID and the new strand, the Delta variant, and my friend and her daughter got it. And it's the first person that I've known to get it. And she was vaccinated. And it was just like, you know, her doing everything that she could, and it still happened. And then she texted me yesterday. because I was just kind of checking in on her. She says, Tom, this is the worst thing I've ever had to endure. And it just stopped me. I was just like, what a drag. She's been through some stuff, and she's been going through some stuff. And I just look at my life, and I'm like, I do not have a lot, people. But man, what I'm not going through, what I'm not experiencing, is humbling. I had stated that the only other person that I've chatted with in recent times that sounds like me when they speak is my producer, Nico. But I said, I don't really know anybody that does what I do, that lives like I live. And that's not bragging, that's not patting myself on the back, ooh, look at me. It's, I live alone. You know, I don't have a 9-to-5. My best friend is a dog. I go to the beach. I don't know a lot of people like that. The part I'm talking about is that I'm going to work more. I'm going to save. I'm working towards. I'm going to get goals. I'm, you know, this headed towards something, anything. I am not. And the more I pump the brakes and keep my life mellow, the better it gets. And again, it's not by me getting stuff. I'm still in that same place. Don't go a lot of places except the beach. Don't hang with anybody except my dog. Don't really go anywhere else. Walk my dog, you know, puppy park, beach. It's small. My world is small. But the whole kind of vibrational thing is the only thing that hit home when I talk about this. Because it's like I started vibrating where I was just avoiding bad. Like nothing was affecting me. 55, I woke up and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And I stayed there through the pandemic, through the COVID. 2021 got better. And, you know, that Delta is now coming back hard. And there are forest fires in Northern California, Washington, Oregon. And there's heat and drought. I don't know how many states. And then there's flooding in other states. And there's tornadoes. And then in Europe, there's horrific flooding. And there's COVID. And then that big eviction thing, where the, I forgot what it was called, but the moratorium, something like that. It ended, like they extended, it's finally like, okay, not. And it was like, I don't know how many millions of people were going to be affected. I'm like, could you imagine? The pandemic had rocked you so much financially. And the only reason you haven't been evicted is because of this one statute that has been extended, but now it's done. Okay, bye. And they first, you know, show them on the news, and it was a woman, single mother, special needs child, saw her eviction notice. It's like, I have it made. You know, I'm like, I haven't been sick in 7 years. I don't have any debt. I have some savings. I've created freedom where I live. I get to go to the beach. I absolutely love my dog as my best friend. And that's, I mean, to me, I'm like, wow, I just described the most amazing life in the world. And some people might be listening going, wow, that dude does not have a lot. And I'm like, well, that's your perspective. But what I'm not going through, what I'm not dealing with, what I'm not having to overcome. I mean, my friend has never felt like that ever. And her daughter's sick. And her business closed and had to reopen, find a new location. Lost all their staff. Her mother got sick. Her, you know, had a stroke, not COVID, but I mean that, you know, again, just favorite saying was, you know, sit in the now, sit in the familiar, sit in the known. That's what I'm doing. I'm not trying to get ahead, trying to do anything. Like, as soon as I was like, okay, don't really care about money anymore, I was able to pay my bills. And that's all I cared about. If I can pay rent, pay my bills, I'm fine. And then some people were having some hard time. I gave some people some breaks as far as training. And I just wasn't able to, you know, save a whole lot. At all, really. But I was paying my bills. I was fine. Didn't think about money. First time in my life. I just did not think about, care about money. Like, I made it this far. Somehow, some way, I'll get through. And it just was, money was not like a thing. And this was the first month I paid rent, August, and I had money left over. And no different clients, no different income, no nothing. And I'm like, that's what I keep trying to sell to people. And like my friend, she's in Florida, she's kind of a bull in a china shop a little bit, type A, you know, get things done, you know, follows the rules. She's like a drill sergeant, you know, just get it done. This is how we do it. We do it one way. We do it the right way. Go, go, go. And, you know, she's not always taking care of her body, and she's not always the best, you know, at keeping herself 100%. I keep telling her, I go, you know, your mom needs you. Your daughter needs you. You want to be a 6 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10. That's what you have to remember. If you really love some people, they probably deserve the best you. So you got to deem yourself worthy of making those choices to make you the best you, so you can be there for them. You know, I mean, it was just like, I talk to one person, they're going through this, and I think, yeah, I don't have that. And I talk to someone else, they're like, you know, guess what? So-and-so is going through it. I'm like, yeah, I don't deal with that either. And by the end of the day, everybody's got something. And no one's really doing what I'm doing. And again, I'm not patting myself on the back. But I'm just saying, you know, people are out there grinding and trying to get back and redo and get it going. And just, you know, and I'm like, I'm not. I'm going to stay right here at this tempo. And like that. It's like, okay, that's better. Okay, that's got better. Oh, well, that's okay. Got a new refrigerator. Okay. And I wrote down, this is what I don't have to deal with. Floods, tornadoes, heat. I mean, it's, you know, we're almost the end of July. I haven't used my AC but once. I don't deal with forest fires. There's no bad air quality here in L.A. Rent evictions, cold. I mean, none of that stuff affects me. I mean, right now, today. I mean, I know it's going to get hot. Probably going to get hot today. But to be this far along and been watching, you know, just, you know, last month, 2 months of bad weather. And like I said, like the evictions and the COVID stuff. And I'm like, I'm doing the same exact thing. But it's all I want to do. You know, I'm not trying to fly. I'm not trying to travel. I'm not trying to start a business. I'm not trying, you know, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just trying to be. I mean, for the first time in my life, really grasping what that means to just be. I mean, I just think it's a real struggle to figure out what that means. But to be here now, be present, be in the moment, and have that become pretty habitual now for me. Like, I just don't think about yesterday. I don't think about tomorrow. I don't think about, you know, drama, family, father stuff. You know, man, that just doesn't occupy the space between my ears anymore. I know exactly what occupies the space between my ears. And that's why I kind of keep getting what I'm getting. So this is, you know, if I got a message, this is the message. I'm keeping it small. I'm controlling what I can. I'm being thankful. There it is. Boom. But I'm quieting the voice. And I'm doing everything I can to create space so the good that lies within me continues to rise and to fill that space and come forth and help my light shine. That's why I am here. That's what I'm going to do the rest of my life. So I wrote down, who's doing what I do? And no one really could. But in the context of your life, can you slow down? Can you pause? Can you be thankful, grateful, quiet the noise, chit-chat conversation, create space, allowing the good that lies within you to rise up and fill you? That's what you got to do before you die. You got to feel that. I felt that. I've seen clients experience it. They understand it. And when I'm talking to strangers, they start nodding. It's not like this crazy concept. It's just hard work. And it's like not what you did for the first 90% of your life. And now at probably 40 or 50 or I don't know, maybe even older, you're going, okay, I got to do this differently. I'm not getting where I thought I was headed. And it's not through, you know, money, marriage, family, friends, sex, drugs, fame, fortune, or likes. It's all internal work. It's space between your ears. This is kind of funny, and I'm going to end it here. PYP is going to be in a movie. Actually, a kid I did a student film with forever ago said, hey, Tom, once in a while, listen to your podcast. I'm making my second feature film, and this guy's going through a phase of, you know, self-help and listening to podcasts and wondering if we could use, you know, you actually speaking on your podcast in the movie. And I'm like, yeah, of course, rock and roll. His name's Charles. I said, you take whatever you want, Charles, do you. But I thought, how cool, you know. And again, that kind of thing, like, I'm not making any money, but it's just kind of cool to be like, you know, now after not pursuing, you know, acting, movies, whatever, all of a sudden I shoot a documentary. A few months later, my voice on my podcast is going to be in a movie. Those things are cool. And to me, they keep happening because I'm staying where I'm staying. You attract that which you are like. I'm not stepping down, going backwards into the mud, dabbling with kryptonite. I'm moving forward. I'm staying present. I'm in the now. Therefore, I think I'm in a place to receive just that higher level of good when it comes along. And I recognize it as good. I go to the beach, have a great day with Zen. I'm like, wow, I got that. I got that. What a gift. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. You know, wow, can you believe it? My voice on my podcast is going to be in a movie. I mean, I'm tickled. So when I think about the people suffering, right? I mean, what would be the number if it was like, what's the number of people that are suffering right now due to floods, tornadoes, the extreme heat, the drought, the bad air quality, rent evictions, or COVID? I mean, it's got to be astronomical. And here I am in my apartment with my new fridge, my best friend. Well, landlord coming over to help me tile my little entryway. I got no worries. Save some money this month. Like, I can't believe how good I am. I can't believe how good I have it. And that's what I'm selling. How I got here. And why I stay here is because it is worth it and I'm worth it. It was not a straight line. It was not familiar. It was not comfortable. It was not easy. And there's, you know, a bunch of people that aren't big fans of what I did. But the proof is in the pudding. I'm the best I've ever been, so therefore I don't really care about anybody else or what anyone else thinks. And that's deeming yourself worthy, and that's the challenge. But again, if I can do it, it just shows what's possible. Because I didn't become rich and famous. I didn't, you know, find a new wife. I didn't get a new family. I didn't, you know, drop into a big group of different friends and start going places and doing exciting things. And not at all. The opposite. Do less, go less places. Way less friends, way less people. No family. Very small world. I control it all, and I love it all, and I'm the best I've ever been, and that's what I'm selling. That's what's possible. But you got to deem yourself worthy. Because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. As always, stoked you're here. Let's go ahead and begin to control that which we can. Seated on the floor, legs crossed if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. We're going to slow those down. Elongate the breath, and we're going to stay focused on the breath. To do that consistently, continually, that will keep us present in the moment. Boom, successful. If anything else enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. done. Bravo. That is deeming yourself worthy. That's how you get to being a better you. I just don't see like a whole lot that's happening in the world getting better. I think it's going to stay as it is and slowly get a little worse. And it's not boo-hoo and humdrum. It's just more incentive to enjoy what you have now. Not when you get this or when you get there or when you have. You'll be happy. You'll find peace and contentment. Find it now. You could be alone in a small room, in a small apartment, and find a better you. Contentment. Peace. Through thankfulness and gratitude. And deeming yourself worthy. So you do the work and you make those tough choices in lieu of how they make other people feel, in lieu of if people agree or not. The people that matter the most, the people that are truly closest to you, will love and support the new you. Trust me on that. No one else matters. But you becoming a better you and the people loving you, digging on that, there is no bad. Just don't think like you have forever. Because all you get is today. Peace and God bless.